For some time, salt has been linked with high blood pressure, heart and kidney disease. Now you can add another illness. Melbourne researchers have found consuming too much salt could also cause the body to eat away at its own bones. Scientists at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute fed mice a high salt diet and discovered after just 2 months their bones were filled with tiny holes. The research is still in its early stages, but it's prompted concerns it could be happening in humans too. Bindi Bryce has this.
Australians consume an average of 12 grams of salt per day. And when scientists from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute fed mice the equivalent amount, it only took 12 weeks before they noticed serious damage to their bones. Associate Professor Andrew Murphy led the research.
These results were really unexpected for us. We had a hypothesis that there was something going on with the cells in the bone, but not with the bone themselves. So this was a completely new finding for us.
As Professor Murphy explains, the high levels of sodium aggravates cells in the immune system. This led them to attack the once healthy bones of the mice, leaving them filled with holes.
Essentially, we found that the high salt diet changes the activation of immune cells, so they become a lot more angry, if you like. So when we sort of started to trace these cells, we found that they are moving towards the bone marrow. And when they got in the bone marrow, also secreting factors that tell these cells to eat the bone surface away.
Professor Murphy says bone deterioration from high salt consumption could also be happening in humans. His lab has collaborated with researchers specialising in space nutrition among astronauts from the University of Bonn in Germany.
So we have some really nice evidence that this is occurring. So we have a collaborator in Germany, and she actually worked for a research facility that did research on potential astronauts. They took them into these facilities and had very, very controlled diets, and they changed the salt content of their diets, and they saw that even after a few weeks of feeding them a high salt diet, there's a marker that suggests increased bone loss. There's some really good evidence out there already to suggest this is happening in people. Whether or not this contributes to accelerated bone loss and diseases like arthritis or osteoporosis, where unsure of yet, but the cells that are changing under a high salt diet are also affecting arthritis, and so that this could definitely accelerate arthritis through inflammatory processes as well.
Professor Murphy says the findings suggest a need for Australians to rethink their daily salt intake.
What we do know from some of the published data out there is that a salt diet of probably 9 grams or higher is going to start causing these effects, and so we know that generally Australians consume about 12 grams of salt per day, and the suggested guidelines would say that you need to be at about 6 to 4 grams per day. I think the diets that we're currently consuming are high enough to cause this. And then changing diets it's always a challenging thing to change a diet. There's a lot of salt in all processed foods, so it's very hard for everyone to sort of judge how much salt they're taking in.
That is Associate Professor Andrew Murphy from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, ending that report from Bindi Bryce.